Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammāsambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammāsambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammāsambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ dhammaṃ saṅghaṃ namassāme. So there are various ways that we can summarize or encapsulate the practice, and the different ones of these are going to resonate with particular people. One of these I rather like is to summarize the whole practice of Buddhism as not going out. So the great Chinese master, Master Hua, asked, well, how is it, Master, that you can have all these monasteries and duties and things to do, and yet you seem so at ease? He said, oh, it's because I don't go out. They asked, well, how is this? You don't go out. He said, what do you mean? Well, I don't go out, I stay at the heart. Stay right there at the heart. So this can be one way which we can summarize the practice. It's one way in which we can watch our minds. The action result. See, if the mind goes out, then there's suffering. Mind doesn't go out. No suffering. It can be as simple as that. Yeah, you know, the mind has a tendency to go out. So there'll be a lot of training, discipline and hard work required for it not to go out. A formal meditation practice. Holding it where it is. Keeping it where it is, keeping it at the heart, breathing into the heart, staying with the breath, staying with the heart, the mind, awareness, and the present. Gathering it at the heart, gathering our awareness at the heart, opening and becoming receptive. And then the mind, rather than going out, running around after things, then it opens and receives things. This is a very different experience, these two. Experience of the mind going out and running around after things, getting lost in things, grasping things. I guess these things don't last. The mind will just get a temporary hit, temporary satisfaction, and then, good feeling, and then the end of the good feeling, precisely the same phenomenon. You open and receive. This is a very different experience. Walking out into a nice day, flowers outside, and the mind goes out there and picks the flowers and grasps at them, delights in the colours, and goes out and delights in them. Suffering, because when it's over, then the mind will just be looking for more flowers. You become dependent on flowers for your happiness. It's nice when they're there, and it's not nice when they're not there. They can't be there all the time. They don't last forever, do they? Whereas if the mind, you're walking out into a nice day, mind's open, receptive. You see beautiful flowers, still beautiful, mind doesn't go out and pick them. Then they stay out there in the ground, so to speak. And then wherever you're out there, then there they are. like that. You know, you think of going out and picking flowers and bringing them back and sticking in a vase and watching them die. You know, it's not it doesn't last, does it? It's a bit like the grasping mind that goes out after delighting in things. The Buddha describes as delighting in. Yet it's not that one can't enjoy things, one can enjoy things. And from an open, centered mind, very much so. Yeah. But in a completely different way. A completely different kind of attention. It's not a desiring intention, no desire in the attention. Just a receptivity, like a listening kind of quality. Rather than demanding something of something, it's more of a listening to what it has to say. And what are the flowers saying? One can have mudita, a joy, sympathetic joy for the flowers in their moment of glory. And this kind of thing can arise. Everyone moves on, and there's no diminishing of that. Not that you walk away and then, go do something else, watch that feeling cease, that nice feeling that came around when you were looking at the flowers. So this is some way in which we can describe the fruits of the practice and the way it's giving the game away a bit, isn't it? You've got a danger here, you know, you talk about giving up the pleasures of the senses for the spiritual life. This is good. It can seem a little bit daunting, like you're losing something. Well, the kind of secret is that you're not losing anything, actually. All you're losing is the desire. The desire is never pleasant. Is desire ever pleasant? Craving, is that ever pleasant? You watch it. You're sitting there meditating. Watch your desires coming up. Are they ever pleasant? Find out for yourself. That is an open mind that finds out for itself. Is desire pleasant? Any desire. And you look at things without desire, they're far more pleasant. Enjoy them far more. And yeah, that could be giving the game away, couldn't it? You could go out there and think, oh, it's great, you know, even though I'm really into practice, I can still enjoy all these things of the senses. I can still, but then you can be enjoying, delighting in things, and just have a different words for it. It doesn't really work, you still miss those things when they're gone. We can fool ourselves with this. These days, then people are over writing, or a lot you can listen to or read about the fruits of the practice. So the game has been given away, really, isn't it? I think so. So we can risk this one. You still watch the difference between these two. Getting caught up on the results, and watch your mind in this way, cultivate in this way. It can be very good in watching how the mind moves. What happens when mind goes out through the senses, or when the mind is open in the heart, not attached to the senses? You see how the mind will just shoot out through the eye, grab a hold of something. You can feel that in the eyes, kind of intensity there, focus there. As the mind goes out through the eye, see something, the eye kind of delighting, it's kind of feelings related to the sense of the eye, sense of eye consciousness. We felt right there at the eyes. Or any of the other senses, taste, touch, feeling, smell, all the senses, delighting in them in order to attain pleasant feeling, which then arises and then ceases at last. Contrasting that with the pleasure of the mind as open and receptive, and isn't channeled through the senses. The senses are open and relaxed rather than grasping at things. Or rather, the mind is open and relaxed around the senses. The mind is relaxed into the present rather than focusing on the present. And it's cool, no desire or wanting anything, so the mind can just move from one thing to the next. The mind's enjoying its own quality, actually. The mind's enjoying this quality of receptivity, it's enjoying its own quality of openness. And this enjoyment is more. This is more enjoyable than the objects within it. The quality of the mind is quality of mind more enjoyable than the things within it. It begins to take precedence over that. More important. Realise that happiness is in the mind. And we can cultivate it there. So there we are, it's just giving the game away, isn't it?